This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a wrap. Labor Day coming and going, so lots of people going back to work, whether they sit in front of a screen at their home or they go to an office. Lots of kids back in school at this point because there was that last wave, I think, of so many who go back after Labor Day. I've talked about what it's been like for me, or at least what it was like when I was a kid when we hit Labor Day and we suddenly had to go back to school. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for joining us on this Labor Day / beginning of another short week. A couple of interesting things have happened. While SpaceX has launched its 40th mission of the year, that happened on Sunday, 51 Starlink satellites and Space Flight's Sherpa LTC, it's called, an orbital transfer vehicle, left from Cape Canaveral, Florida, naturally. And again, 40 missions, that tells you something for the year. It's a record for the number of rockets launched in a calendar year. While Artemis, the attempt by NASA, of course, to go to the moon, that was scrubbed twice, and it's supposed to go off in September, sometime later this month, or maybe even in October. That's going to absolutely be one to watch. There's a new prime minister in England, Liz Truss. She's promising some pretty bold moves for the UK, and she assumes this role in the mandate is going to be to tackle, of course, what else? What we talk about here in America as well, and that would be inflation. In the meantime, Tropical Storm Earl and Danielle are not a big concern for the people on the East Coast. That was one of the things that I was kind of worried about, frankly, in traveling to the East Coast. But the National Weather Service in San Juan, Puerto Rico, it's a much different situation for them. They're warning people that Earl could cause urban flooding and creeks to spill over their banks. They saw a little bit of that. The storm is expected to become a hurricane as early as Wednesday. So that whole thing that we talk about, the scenarios, the rapid rises on rivers and mudslides and areas of steep terrain are possible, of course. And we've seen this before in Puerto Rico. It's a nightmare. And it's supposed to hit its peak in intensity for about 4 to 5 days as a Cat 3 hurricane. But you know how that can often veer in a different direction. It's a really strange thing that happened on Sunday. The U.S. Coast Guard rescued a spear fisherman who was clinging to rocks in the Virgin Island in the water there amid this then tropical storm, Earl. They had 6-foot waves. Can you imagine? They actually had footage of this that they released. There was a man and a woman riding some kind of a watercraft on Sunday near the Puerto Rican southern town of Salinas. They died because they were struck by lightning. You know, this is one of my concerns when we're out on the water in Florida, because I'm unfamiliar with that, only knowing, listening for the thunder booms and trying to count what happens as far as how close, the seconds of how close the lightning is. Because lately we have seen some freak accidents. You know, it can happen, but we've seen some freak accidents on the water where people have been struck by lightning. This was a sad story in Canada. One of the two suspects in the Sunday mass stabbing in Saskatchewan was found dead on Monday. The second suspect is still at large. The guy's name is Miles Sanderson. They've put out all kinds of information about him. That stabbing left 10 people dead and 18 injured at a couple of different scenes in the indigenous community in that area and the surrounding areas in Saskatchewan. Some of the victims were targeted, while most were believed to have been just attacked randomly. Can you imagine? This is one of those where you shake your head and just say, oh, that's an awful, awful story. Not everything was awful on this Labor Day weekend. People got to see relatives. People got to go away. I'm, in fact, excited. I'm visiting with one of my BFFs in beautiful Buffalo, New York. Of course, it's not beautiful. I don't know if she did a wicked rain dance on me or what, but supposedly it's been nothing but sunny skies. And the second I arrived, it's rain. Do you think I packed a raincoat? Do you think I have an umbrella? The answer to that would be no, but it wasn't terrible downpours like some of what we seen. I talked about this in hour one. I mean, Kentucky over a month ago, what happened there, and then what we've seen in Mississippi and some other regions where massive walls of water. Dallas, Texas was hit. A lot of Texas was hit about a month ago, too, where it was so much water that rushed in such a short amount of time. People were dealing with flooding in downtown Texas and some of those underpasses and whatnot. So I think Labor Day for many was absolutely a day, hopefully not to be laboring, where you had a chance to, you know, kind of catch your breath, because this is the start of fall. We're getting closer to the fall season. Sadly, in going to a grocery store and in a box store just even the other day, already we've got so much of the Halloween candy that's already out, and probably even worse, I want to say it was Lowe's maybe a week or two ago, and they already had Christmas that was out. I mean, can we please get through Thanksgiving? And I guess before that, obviously, Halloween, before we have to dip into what's going to be in your stocking. That's just too early for me. You know, it's been also an interesting weekend in the world of sports. We don't have a man cave for the special Labor Day show, but this week we'll be talking a lot about college football and the start of the NFL. The Thursday night game is really tough to predict. Is it going to be Buffalo on the road over the Rams, or will the Rams, who won the Super Bowl last year, prevail? But they get to kick things off, which is pretty exciting. I say this, I feel like, every year, but it is so hard to believe that here we are on the doorstep of yet another season in the NFL. Speaking of hard to believe, I've had the opportunity to talk to this guy once, and I just saw him last year in Palm Springs at Indian Wells, but I'll tell you what, Rafa Nadal is out of the U.S. Open. 22 match win streak is cut short by a guy who just has an incredible work ethic, amazing ground strokes, and is maybe on the road to winning the whole thing. So how did Nadal go down? 6-4, 4-6, 6-4, 6-3 in the fourth round to Tiafoe. Francis Tiafoe had his number. He's seeded 22 at Flushing Meadows, and he just buried his head in his hands and cried on the court after he shook hands with the number two seed, Nadal. So Nadal is out. He moves on. He is actually, I'm going to say it right now, my pick to win the whole thing on the men's side. We'll see what happens. Stay with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Conversations I love to have when there's someone who's done something incredibly significant in history, and for some reason people or a lot of people don't know who that person is, and that would be Matilda Jocelyn Gage. Joining us now is Susan Savion, who's written this book, Quoting Matilda, The Words and History of a Forgotten Suffragist. Susan, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
So let's talk about Matilda. How did Matilda get lost in the movement when she was so important?
Well, that goes right to the thing that's not often talked about. It is in the book somewhat, but she was very progressive for her time, way ahead of everything. She had delved into lots of information and history and knew how things had gone for centuries. She was with Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton, working together for over 40 years together. They wrote the history, the first three volumes of the history of women's suffrage together. But when Susan B. Anthony wanted to go with American Suffrage Association, thinking that they would increase numbers and then get the vote, Matilda was obsessed with that because her main thing is separation of church and state. And they kind of kicked her to the curb at that point because that was not what the American group wanted to do. They wanted to, for instance, have Christ as the head of the U.S. government. So that's what kicked her out of history for a long time and broke with Anthony and others for a while, starting her own more liberal organization, which didn't last very long. But they did so many wonderful things together for so many years, and they eventually came together at the end.
Yeah, let's talk about some of the things, and we won't give away everything, but you talk about it heavily in your book. What were some of the things that they fought for?
Oh, there's quite a few things. Besides getting the right to vote, which was Anthony's main goal, you know, suffragist, but they also had lots of other issues that Matilda knew and cared about, and also was trying to improve that part, and that's that they should be on a par with men as regards to property and education. And then if women were to be taxed, they should also have representation. Married women should have the right of making wills, collecting wages for work, entering business outside the household with the proceeds belonging entirely to her. And mothers should also have the right to child custody. And a lot of these issues eventually came to pass, but in some states it took much longer.
Yeah. What was the most surprising thing that you found out, and you talk about in the book, quoting Matilda? What was the most surprising thing you found out about Matilda that you didn't know until you dug a little bit further?
I knew pretty much about it because I've been a volunteer at the Gage Foundation for many years and would use some of the information about Matilda when I'm teaching, when I was teaching full-time, teaching my students about her. The parts where her marriage, most of the strong suffragists didn't have great marriages. In Matilda's case, her husband, Henry, supported her all along. But she was the strong one in the family, and the strong-willed one. She kind of ran things. So I'm learning more about her temperament.
Yeah, that's interesting how supportive he was. What was it, and you said, you know, you're doing work with the Gage Foundation and then teaching and talking about Matilda. What made you decide you were going to write this book? What was the motivation?
I was a reading specialist when I was teaching, and I would use quotes to start the day, and I'd have the students write them down later on. I decided to make books out of them, and so I got four books published that are teacher resource books. And the setup for that was what we call DINs, Do It Now, a paper for the students as soon as they come into the classroom to pick this up and start working on it. And it would be a quote, mostly by famous people, followed by a brief biography of the author of the quote, and then some interactive activities to write about with literature. And from that, I got these four books published, but they used a lot of my quotes, but a lot that they did not use. And there was only one page with Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton on the same page. So I decided I'm going to write a book of quotes just for women. And I wanted to ask people about quotes locally as well. Sally Roche Wagner, Dr. Wagner, is the one who discovered Matilda, and she was in South Dakota, and she eventually changed her whole lifestyle to become more of a historian, because she was the first woman who had a doctorate in women's studies. And she met this woman at an event in South Dakota who said she had a great aunt that was a suffragist. And Sally's saying, I'm supposed to be the expert on this stuff, and I've never heard of her. The woman led to their house where there was a room full of diaries and letters and all kinds of stuff. So
wow.
Sally moved, came to Syracuse to find the house where she lived. Eventually, with the help of Gloria Steinem and lots of people in the community donating to buy the house and renovate it. And now each room in the house is representative of the different five parts that they use the house about, the Underground Railroad room, the Haudenosaunee room. Haudenosaunee is better known as the Iroquois, but they call themselves the Haudenosaunee people of the Longhouse, and the parlor where the Oz room, because her son-in-law and her youngest daughter, Maud, got married in the parlor in that room, so they made it the Oz house. And Matilda had been telling L. Frank Baum all along, you should be writing down these stories that you're telling the kids. So that's what made me want to have just a book all for Matilda herself, because she had so much to say.
Boy, no kidding. And that reference, her son-in-law, L. Frank Baum, he's the author of, as you said it, The Wizard of Oz.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
14 Oz books.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow, so she had a big influence there. And, of course...
She did. Actually, Glinda the Good Witch was sort of based on her, and a lot of her influences were put into those books. By the second book, the women are running Oz.
That's right. And people don't know that. A lot of people don't know that because The Wizard of Oz became so huge. It's just exploded. But all those other books were so interesting and an influence there. That's wild how they set that all up. Do you have a favorite quote from Matilda?
There's so many, but I have a few to mention, I guess. Some of them are longer than others, but she was instrumental in a Civil War flag presentation in Fayetteville when these soldiers were marching off to war. And this is one of those quotes. Until liberty is attained, the broadest, the deepest, the highest liberty for all, not one set alone, one clique alone, but for men and women, black and white, Irish, Germans, Americans, and Negroes, there can be no permanent peace. And there's a short one that says, we must not forget that this country owes its birth to disobedience to law. and I've got several
more. Give us one more. Give us one more.
Okay. Protest, petition, write, speak, use all your powers and free yourselves and your daughters from the slavery you are under. For women are neither more nor less than slaves. If you do not thus work, you are criminals in the sight of your maker.
Wow. Perfect place to end this. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, quoting Matilda, the words and history of a forgotten suffragist. Susan Savion, thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
One of the suspects in the stabbing deaths of 10 people in a Canadian province has been found dead. Police in Regina, Saskatchewan says 31-year-old Damian Sanderson was found dead near the stabbing sites. They believe his 30-year-old brother Miles is injured and on the run, likely in the provincial capital. The discovery of Damian Sanderson's body comes on the second day of a massive manhunt for the pair. They are suspected of a series of stabbings in an indigenous community and a nearby town that also left 18 people injured. It's one of the deadliest attacks in Canadian history. A federal judge in Florida gave a legal victory to former President Donald Trump, granting his request for a special master to review documents that the FBI seized from Mar-a-Lago. The decision from U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon, whom Trump appointed, also halted the Justice Department's use of the records for investigative.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
To have Dr. Edith Eger on the show with us. I'm sure you've heard her name. She's been on everywhere. Oprah's had her on so many times. And she is a native of Hungary. She was a teenager in 1944 when she certainly experienced one of the worst hells you can imagine to the human race that we've ever known. As a Jewish person living in a Nazi-occupied Eastern Europe, she and her family, of course, were sent, sadly, to Auschwitz, the heinous, horrible death camp. And boy, has she inspired so many people. And why she talks about it, she wasn't a victim. She did not live like a victim despite what happened. And she's got an exciting new book out called The Gift. We're going to talk about how you can pre-order it in just a moment. Dr. Edith, thank you so much for coming on with us. It's such a thrill for me to have you on the show. And you heard what I said about not being a victim, and you talk about that all the time.
Yes, I do, honey. I think I was victimized. It's not my identity, but I refuse to be a victim because I like to have joy and passion in my life. And that's why I think it's important for me to tell people that even in the hell of Auschwitz, you can find a beautiful life within you and never give up. And you find hope in hopelessness, and especially now when we are locked in, I like to inspire people to take time out and look at themselves and their lives and see in what way they can possibly do it better. Families can make more rules, couples can really decide that they may want to get married again and become a little more closer. So I'm always looking to be for something rather than against.
If you went back in your mind to what happened to you there, was that what kept you alive, that you dug deep so that even at that young age, knowing this is what I have to do to survive this?
I think I was 16 years old in love, and I always said to myself, if I survive today, then tomorrow I'm going to see my boyfriend. Because he told me I have beautiful eyes and I have beautiful hands. So yes, during the day I looked up and all I saw was fire in a gas chamber, and so never knew what will happen when 4 o'clock we stood in line and we took a shower. We didn't know whether gas is going to come out or who there. But at night I was, in a different place, a different time, I moved into my spiritual part. And that's what I'm hoping, that I can inspire people to move beyond the body and the mind into the spiritual dimension.
So let's talk about your book, The Gift, 12 Lessons to Save Your Life. It comes out in the U.S. on September 15th. It's coming out internationally. You can pre-order it. Talk about this book. What is this book about?
I think after the choice, people kept telling me that they're not done with me. I must write another book that is going to be a self-help book. So after every chapter, there is a how-to. So I see what I lived, honey. And so that's why I think I have that credibility, because I'm a very sophisticated licensed clinical psychologist. So Auschwitz was an opportunity for me to discover that part in me that no Nazi could ever take away from me. They could throw me in a gas chamber, but they could never, ever, ever murder my spirit.
Yeah, and what a spirit you have, there's no question. We've seen that shine through on so many of the interviews that you've done.
Yes, I still do the high kick on the Zoom.
You do, and again, you are 90-plus years young. You look like you're 70 at the most. It's incredible, and that's a testament to your life, as you say, to being such an esteemed clinical psychologist and moving on with your life. And you must get great satisfaction out of people saying that you changed their life, that you gave them hope. Does that make you happy?
I think... Now I am just the happiest ever, and I am so grateful that not God guided me to turn hatred into pity and to be able to survive. But now I'm guiding other people, and this is what I'm hoping, that can be something that is contagious, that people stop being the prisoner or the hostage of the past. I live in a present, and I think young, but I'm not young and foolish. So.
Yeah, there you go. Live in the present. We've heard people say that. And how do you do that? How do you switch your mind? Because there's people listening that think you're brilliant. They're saying, oh, Dr. Eger, help me. What can I do? You have to work at it, right?
Well, if you get up in the morning, I like you to look in the mirror and say to yourself that I love me, because it's not narcissistic. Self-love is self-care. The only one you will have for a lifetime is you. If you wait for other people to make you happy, you're never going to be happy. But what you think, you create. That's very important, and that's really scientific, that you think about your thinking, because what you pay attention to, you're going to, you know, what you think will create your feelings.
Right. So, So it's your mind, it's what you're thinking, and how you live present-centered. And do you think more than ever, and you talked about this because of the era that we're in with the pandemic, that people
yeah.
are making themselves even more of a victim and they're isolating too much and that's tough?
Well, you know, it's temporary. I don't think that we were prepared for it. I am asking people to look at it. I don't know much about football, but there is such a thing as time out. And I think it would be just take time out and take inventory of yourself, where you were and where are you now, because there is such a thing that goes from generation to generation, like mother-daughter relationship. I look at me as a mother that I am very, hopefully, grounded, and I hold my son and take care of him very differently than the father does. I look at the father-son relationship, that the son looks at dad and says, I want to be just like him, or I want to be everything that I'm not. Can you relate to that? Boys, men do that. And then they grow up and they say to themselves, well, I'm going to be a journalist, even though my father wants me to join his million-dollar business. But he has no problem because he gives up the need for his father's approval. But when he said, I'm never going to be like him, then he wants to prove something. And if you want to prove something in life, you're still a prisoner. So that's why it's important to give up the word always, never, I always, I never. Somebody told me the other day, I'm never going to find a man. I say, yeah, you're right. You're never going to find a man. If that's what you think, that's what you're going to attract. So I think it's very important for us to be good parents to ourselves. And dependency breeds depression. So if you wait for someone to come, you're going to be talking to me, and I will tell you in Auschwitz, those people died because no one came. And it was very essential for you to learn how to not to react, but how to respond. Sometimes people talk too quickly. And I ask people, if you start saying something, ask yourself whether it is really very important, necessary, but most of all, is it kind? Because kindness goes very far with me. I'm still afraid of angry men. I have PTSD, and when I hear the fire engines coming, I want to run to the bomb shelters. So I don't overcome it. I don't forget it, but I came to terms with it. And I think that's important to know that you go through the valley of the shadow of death, but you don't camp there, you don't set up the household there. I don't live in Auschwitz, and I am grateful, so, so grateful that I can let you know that I'll do everything in my power. That's the purpose in my life, to see to it that your children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, I have seven of those, will never, ever experience what I did.
Wow. Dr. Edith Eger, just wonderful to have the wisdom dropped on us the way you have during this interview. And please, please, everyone, pick up her book, The Gift, 12 Lessons to Save Your Life. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Boston to Oklahoma, New York City's Beyond the Bombings. What an intriguing title. David Hamill, the author, joins us. David, what made you decide to go in this direction? What was the motivation to writing for you to writing this book?
Well, it started out to be a normal marathon training run, turned into something that grew much bigger than I would have ever imagined. Just got back to the top of my shoes, turned on TV to catch the Boston Marathon. I'm from Massachusetts, so it's near and dear on Patriots Day, a holiday, our national independence and all that from Lexington and Concord. But lo and behold, an explosion would happen. And the first thing that you saw the visions were was the race clock. And that race clock time of the first explosion was 4:09. And that was my hey you moment. It brought me back to my first marathon, which was a 4:09 also. You never forget your first. So that was the beginning.
Wow, and so it made you, you know, and remember, that was terrible, of course, what happened, what the tragic death, and you talk about it, of an eight-year-old boy near the finish line, then you mix in Oklahoma and you know, what happened there. So how did you pull it together? If somebody reads the book, what can they expect? How did you write this?
It's a personal story, so it just takes you to a journey. From the time of the bombing that set me on this course, of course, three died, 16 had lost limbs, and 260 were killed in that bombing. The second one that went off that had killed an eight-year-old boy was another portion that brought me back to Oklahoma City. because that bombing happened in April of 1995. So 168 people were killed in that one, 15 of 25 babies in the daycare center. So it got real personal real quick, and I realized I had some issues to go back and revisit to try to get ahead of this here. And one way to do that was try to get into the Boston Marathon in 2014 to take it back. Boston strong here. Let's beat the terrorists and go from there.
And so you did do that.
Yeah, lo and behold, I got in on a team. Someone had dropped, you know, timing, everything being what it was. I did go back to run that year. Everybody was really stoked. And so we were able to take it back. The Red Sox had won that year, that earlier that year. So all these indicators were there, and we thought that, hey, we beat these guys. And the our freedoms and the way we remember Patriots Day, we reclaimed that.
So it's interesting, in your running, you know, you, I think somewhere I was reading in the book that you were averaging like 440 or something, your marathon times, right?
Yeah, at that time, I was estimating had I run that race, I'd been about 3 miles behind the first explosion. So imagine if, you know, the timing being what it was and I'd been there, all the chaos and the things that would have happened. But I wasn't there that year, but I went back to relive it and put this behind us and win.
Yeah. You know, you talk about Boston and you mentioned it, Oklahoma, and what happened at the federal building in downtown Oklahoma, the explosion that took off the building's entire, what was it, north wall, and what, you know, the sadness and what happened, the death toll so high, and so many of the children that were in the book. In doing that, is it the analogy, the time analogy is also wrapped into this?
Yeah, it's just phenomenal at the timings and the analogies to all that, because when the second explosion at Boston happened after 4-9, 8-year-old boy was killed, and that brought me back to Oklahoma City. Is at the time my wife and I were there for fertility treatments. So the timing back then was not good. We were not successful in our attempts. 9:02 a.m. was something I just couldn't get out of. And then fast forward to September 11th when the second plane hit the tower. I think everybody remembers where they were at when that happened. But that time of the initial impact was 9:02:59. And I just seemed to be stuck there for many years. Two bombings in Boston, well, two attacks in New York City. And so that was another resonating thing to say, I need to go back to Oklahoma City and try to wrestle with these issues there.
What do you hope people take away from reading your book? What do you hope the takeaway is?
Well, it's a fantastic journey. A lot of it's about letting go. I did go back to Oklahoma City, run the Memorial Marathon they had there, which was great. If you have the chance to see the memorial, it's a fantastic place.
Mm.
At 902, where the Murr building was, there's now a reflecting pool. There's 168 chairs that are set up that are lit up at night. But each end of that reflecting pool at 902 are the gates of time, 901 and 903. And I had to figure a way to get to 903. So when I come across the finish line in Oklahoma City, I kept running. I got to the 901 gate, paused at 902, and said, you know what, I got to get through 903. And then when I did, it was a big let-go moment, and just kind of put all these heartbreak behind and press on with life again.
Yeah. Well, I think there is absolutely something to that. There's no question talking about your life and being for these fertility treatments at a nearby center at the time, as you said, with the Oklahoma City bombing, and then being from Massachusetts and then running a year later and what happened at the Boston Marathon, and then of course 9/11. It is one of those chilling things that I don't think we forget where we are. So this was an interesting book. Will you write another book?
Yeah, ironically, after this, people are asking, well, what's your marathon story? This is basically 409 was the basically two or three events wrapped up with running, but then it went on, and I was asked, well, what would consider an accomplished runner? I said, well, a marathon is 26.2 miles, so that's a good little haul there, but I thought that if you could do 100 marathons do one in all 50 states and run in the Boston Marathon, that would be a trifecta of accomplishment. So that's what led to the second book, Trifecta, 26 plus years, 26.2, The Chronicles of a Marathoner. And so I cover how I started running and why, but it gets into the whys and it covers the journey, bringing you right up to the recent Boston Marathon in 21 that was able to go back again. And that's a whole story there, too.
Wow. So 21, how fast did you do in 21?
Oh, geez, it was 6:20, 6:30, I think it was. So my times are drastically have slipped off, 6 hours and 30 minutes, I guess. So, but my personal record back in my early day was a 3:25:19, which a sub-8 back in my early days.
Wow.
Still moving, but much slower. I've finished 131 marathons. I have done all 50 states. And so I'm kind of getting into the writing prose now that Trifecta has been out. And I'm about to release the third book, basically, my Cold War life, Three Decades of Silent Battle. And that covers my Cold War story, growing up in the 60s and serving in the Air Force in the 80s and 90s. So more to come.
Wow, what an interesting life you have led, David Hamill. I love it. 131 marathons, 50 states. That's incredible. And by the way, I think 6 hours and anything is good. That is still a solid time if you're talking about 21, what you ran. So congratulations on all of that and on this thought-provoking book, 409 to 902, Boston to Oklahoma, New York City's Beyond the Bombings. David Hamill, you can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Kay. Sure, appreciate it.
Wow, that's incredible to think. I'm still thinking, first of all, how he did time and that he happened to be there, Oklahoma City, and then, wow, jaw-dropping when he sees what happened at the marathon and then thinking of course, where were you on 9/11 and pulling that all together and then just kind of processing the 131 marathons that he talked about in his next book. The 50 states doing that, I mean, that is the trifecta. That's wild that he was able to do that. And then, of course, his service, and that's the next thing coming up for him. Like I said, it's very, very intriguing, and especially because those moments in time and how that time had that impact on him and really on all of us. It's like what he said, the hey, you moment. And just how awful. I can remember choking back tears or probably just letting them fly when that 8-year-old boy near the finish line was killed because I had so many friends in Boston, including one that came on the show that ran in that marathon but was behind. Like he said, how he would have been behind that first bombing. Same thing, you know, the first explosion. The same thing for him, so it really had an impact. And I think all of those have had an impact on our lives without question. So, again, the book is 409-902, Boston to Oklahoma, New York City's Beyond the Bombings, David Hamill. Thanks to him for the conversation and to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Make it count, everybody.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.